praise the Lord, my soul. 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 It is the Lord who keeps faith forever, who is just to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord, my soul. It is the Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the widow and orphan. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord, my soul. It is the Lord who loves the just, but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, Zion's God from age to age. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord, my soul.
Good morning. This is Brother Michael in Phnom Penh with the 26th Sunday of Ordinary Time in Year C. A couple of things about that setting of the psalm. For a start, you'll notice that I repeated the words of the refrain. The actual refrain is, "Praise the Lord, my soul." Well, it's hard to make something really musical out of those four or five words, so I've repeated, "Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord, my soul." Another little point about the psalm tone, for those of you who are familiar with my psalm tones, it goes E minor, B minor, first phrase, second phrase, C, D, third phrase, G, E minor. Now usually I go to a C chord, back to a G chord, but this time I went from an A minor to a D, because that's the dominant chord before the return of the refrain. Praise the Lord, my soul. So I think there's good reason for having a D chord at the end of the fourth phrase of the psalm tone, if that makes sense. I've used A minor, D, then praise the Lord, my soul. But it doesn't matter much if you stick to what I used to use, and you're simply repeating the same chord. You've finished on a G chord and then you start the refrain on a G chord, which may not be as good. Anyway, that's the 26th Sunday of Year C. All the best. Thank you.